Saraswati achieves householder perfection and raises the garden. Lightning bugs bedazzle your perfectly trimmed rose bushes. Inside, steam dampens. Storms hung. A quiet of spices on stove tastes tempting without unruly announcement. A wall of frames, graduations, ceremonies, lineages boxed into a measuring tape of satisfactions, hall of acclaims, and subtle boasts. Laundry stacks sober aside each dresser drawer. Your 2.5 children reading serenely. 36 emails written, 9 texts replied, 1 husband's needs anticipated, elaborate memo dictated to self. Your clothes are tailored, but this body somehow doesn't fit you. This capitalism somehow doesn't fit you. This home clings to snug a crease in skin that emulates desire without spark. A twilight sits growing, silences. This repetition is my suffering, suffering my repetition. Painted women turn to birds, painted women turn to birds without beaks. You seek to unravel repetition, offer a mud-laden shovel to the blue-tiled floors. Before you know your formidable tiger, Lily feeds the earthworms. Your splendid sunflowers submit to a hand as scythe. The peach roses snap with your teeth. Your tongue feels fire, electric with creatures out of place. At last you teach thorns a new way to bite.